Allura rocks. Allura started the weekend out with a 7-3 loss to the Petrolia Squires on home ice, but made up for it with a 2-0 shutout win against the Fighting Irish in Stratford on Saturday. The team sits in third place out of 9 teams in the WOSHL standings with 9 wins and 4 losses. The Rocks host the Strathroy Jets at home on Friday for their only game this coming weekend. Fergus Whalers. The Whalers won 7-5 in Mitchell on Saturday against the Hawks, but the planned Sunday afternoon home game against the Concardon Bulldogs was postponed due to travel conditions. Fergus is second out of 8 teams in the PJHL's North Pollock Division standings with 17 wins, 3 losses, 2 overtime losses and 1 shootout loss. The team plays twice this upcoming weekend, first on the road Saturday to Hanover to take on the Barons before a home ice game against the Mount Forest Patriots on Sunday. Mount Forest Patriots. Mount Forest lost a close 4-3 game to the Hanover Barons at home on Friday. The team is third out of 8 teams in the PJHL's North Pollock Division standings with 15 wins, 4 losses and 2 overtime losses. The Patriots are on the ice 3 times this week, first on Wednesday at home against the Wingham Ironmen, away on Saturday in Mitchell and then in Fergus on Sunday. Erin Outlaws. The Outlaws lost twice over the weekend, first at home 7-3 Saturday against the Ripley Wolves and then 8-2 in Seaforth against the Centenaires. Erin is 7th out of 11 teams in the Ole standings with 4 wins and 5 losses. The team takes on the Milverton four-wheel drives on Saturday and hosts the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks on Sunday. Minto 81s. Minto started with a 5-1 win on Friday over the Winterhawks but lost 3-2 against the Centenaires on Saturday. The 81s are third out of 11 teams in the Ole standings with 7 wins and 1 loss. The team is at home on Saturday for a game against the Georgian Bay Apple Kings.